Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another International Happy Station show on AM, FM, shortwave, satellite, the internet, wherever you may be listening to the show, on radio, on your iPhone, on your iPad, on your computer, on your Wi-Fi radio, it doesn't matter, maybe your car radio, who knows. It's really nice to have you with us, with me, that is Keith Powell, for the next 55 minutes. We have a fun show today. Now, last year, we did a Happy Station on the Road show, where we went to the area of Kenting in southern Taiwan. Today, we're going to be going off to a very, very historic city, the city of Tainan, also in southern Taiwan. Now, for a good number of years, Tainan was the capital of Taiwan. Today, of course, it is Taipei. It was the capital during the Dutch colonial rule from 1623 to 1664. We're going to be visiting the fort there in Anping that was built by the Dutch. So it's going to be a fun show, and I hope you enjoy it. Now, we're going to be, of course, traveling there by train, so I thought we'd kick off with Take the A-Train with Paul Kun and his orchestra. From Germany, Paul Kun and his orchestra with Take the A-Train here on the International Happy Station. And we're going to be going on the road. Well, part of it is actually on the road, and part of it is by high-speed train. So high-speed, in fact, that we can get there in a matter of seconds. So I must leave the studio and head to the train station, because the train is waiting for us to board. So off we go to the city of Tainan.
Your attention, please. Train number 701 is now arriving at platform
Happy Station Show on the road in Tainan.
Martin Zonk, Harald Fredriksson de Vith, Peter Notz, Hans Putzmann, Johann van der Berg, Paulus Traunis, Maximilian de Marie, Françoise Caron, Peter Overwater, Nicholas Warburg, Cornelius Caesar, and Frederick Coyette. Now, you're probably wondering who these people are. Well, they in fact were the last 11 governors of Formosa, otherwise known as Taiwan. They were the governors between 1624 and 1662. In 1624, when Martin Zonk became the first governor of Hong Kong, previously the administration for Formosa was actually controlled in Indonesia, otherwise known as the Dutch East Indies. In the early part of the 1600s, the Dutch constructed a place called Fort Zeelandia, which became the main government here in Formosa, as it was known at the time. What is quite extraordinary about it is the Dutch rule in Taiwan is actually a lot, of course, only a few years compared, let's say, with the time that they spent in Indonesia and other places. But nevertheless, the sentiment is quite different here. This was a main trading point between Europe, China, and Japan in the early part of that century. The city itself is located in a place called Tainan, which is in southern Taiwan, which is a very unusual part of the country because most of the economic development does happen in the northern part of the city. Now, we're standing actually right at the main fort itself. Now, it probably does look a lot different than it did in the early part of the 17th century, only because there were a number of wars that did take place in this area at that time. So a lot of the fort was destroyed, and then parts of it were rebuilt by different colonial powers, for example Japan, which replaced a lot of the damaged areas and put it with bricks. In the main outlook area, where actually you can see trees and some other buildings that look out towards the sea, which were not originally there, some of the original cannons from the Dutch period actually still exist. They look as if they were entrenched in water and then taken up. You do see some water rot in them, which is quite interesting itself. It's actually not as big as, let's say, forts that the Netherlands had in places like Indonesia and other places. Now, the military staff here at the time, it was actually quite small when you compare it to other areas. There was first probably around 100, and then the most that it went up to was maybe 10,000 at one period. But then because of conflicts in the Dutch East Indies, what today known as Indonesia, a lot of the military troops actually headed down towards that part of the world. So this fort actually in many ways was left sort of wide open for any type of invading forces. It's a rather big tourist destination today. Not far from this area actually are still some of the grave sites that were for Dutch soldiers. And the grave sites themselves have been rebuilt. The cannons actually are quite fascinating. I think the stands that they're on are probably not original, but they're of course made of cast iron and steel. And I think it would have been kind of impressive to see these cannons in their day doing their job. Now, just at the beginning, I mentioned that Formosa had 11 governors. Now, only 10 of them were Dutch. In fact, the last governor of Formosa was actually from Sweden, of all places. Yes, Sweden. The land that gave us IKEA and Volvo. So you kind of wonder if it was a Swedish thing of what happened here and why the military didn't do so well. The fort itself, as I said, there's a watchtower, And oddly enough, the design of the watchtower itself looks slightly like an air traffic control tower that you'd see in an airport. It's the strangest thing. You know, so I kind of wonder if they thought when they were designing it, oh, maybe one day there'll be aircraft or something. The fort itself, you still see some of the original ruins that were not refurbished after the war of 1664. But I think, of course, if you were to do anything with it, it would probably destroy the characteristics of the place. So I think actually the perfect time now would be to head up all those steps up to the watchtower itself and to give an idea of what those governors and, you know, what they saw here in Tainan at that time. This is PCJ Radio. I'm Keith Perron. We're on the road today in Tainan.
Niet al een tijd, zoals vrijheid in het bestreden. Zie hoe hij slaapt, graaft en draaft met geweld. Om ons goed en ons bloed en onze steden. Hoor de Spaanse trommel slaan.
On today's edition of the program, we're visiting Formosa, otherwise known as Taiwan to the rest of the world, and known as the Republic of China, to a place called Tainan, or Anping. Now, Tainan originally, for around 38 years, was the capital of the island. The capital actually changed a number of times over that period. But this is actually one of the capitals. Now, this place actually had a few names. One of them was Orange City, of course, because of the Royal Dutch House of Orange, and then became Zeelandia, then became Tainan, and then became Anping, and now it's back to Tainan again. So it did go through some name changes. During the period that the Dutch were in Taiwan, like I said, it was very short, but it did leave a very long legacy. We hear some military aircraft actually flying above from the military. But the legacy that it left behind is quite unusual, because here in this part of southern Taiwan, people refer to Tainan under a few nicknames. They call it the Flatlands, even though it's not exactly flat. Of course, in reference to the Netherlands being so flat, they call it the Land of Orange. Yes, the Land of Orange. In fact, the official color of the city of Tainan is orange. And throughout the city of Tainan, you will find remnants of Dutch colonial rule, which is quite interesting because there's no other place in the world, or here at least in Southeast Asia, that I have come across similar things. I mean, in Indonesia, finding stuff left over from the Dutch colonial era is quite difficult. But here in Tainan, it is actually quite easy. A lot of the houses in Tainan look like houses that you would see in The Hague or Rotterdam. In the center part of the city, the original courthouse was based on a courthouse that was built in the city of Rotterdam in the 17th century. So it is very interesting indeed. Now we're going to go up to the watchtower area. Oh, I should mention actually what's funny, and I just noticed it right now. There's a little sort of cafe kind of souvenir shop. And there's a windmill and a couple of clogs outside, and you can buy wooden clogs and windmills. Yes, probably the only place outside of the Netherlands where you can buy that. And they also sell Dutch desserts and also the famous Dutch French fries, which of course some Belgians would claim as their own. We're walking up the steps actually to the main watchtower area. Now, this part of the watchtower area itself was rebuilt after 1664. The original brick that you see here is not what the Netherlands placed down, but what the Japanese placed down much later on. The watchtower itself, this is the original mansion that was used also with more cannons on the main deck. When you stand up here now, of course the view is very different from what it would have been in the early part of the 1600s. When Martin Zonk, Formosa's first governor, came here, he was actually living in this exact same house. Beautiful Dutch design with a little bit of Southeast Asian flavor, all very well constructed, with of course the orange standing out quite predominantly in some areas. There's a number of trees on the upper deck. Trees, actually, when you read, go back to the period of when Martin Zonk was the first governor, as well as the other governors that were here in Formosa at the time. The trees themselves are actually, oddly enough, from northern Taiwan. Now, at that time, the Dutch claimed that Taiwan was controlled by them. Well, actually, that wasn't the case, because Taiwan, or Formosa, was actually divided into two areas. Northern Taiwan was controlled by the Spanish and the Portuguese. Southern Taiwan was controlled by the Dutch. But they did have an alliance for a certain period, and actually these trees all came from northern Taiwan. They were planted in, amazingly, 1623, just as the fort itself was being constructed. Absolutely beautiful design. I mean, it would have been amazing to see what it was like back in those days, what the feeling was like in those days, because you have the main house, the main mansion at the fort, and then you have what was probably at one time the garrison for the Dutch soldiers that were here during that period. So it would have been quite interesting to see the activity that was going on. Now, of course, when you look at it today, it looks very different from what it did in those days. The first thing that you notice, of course, are the amount of new buildings that have sprung up around the area, which, of course, were not of the original landscape. A temple which now lies at the foot of Fort Zeelandia. A number of new buildings, restaurants. And if you think, you know, back then, when this fort was built, the amount of nature that was around. It was just trees. It was just trees, including a number of Aboriginal communities, which had fought alongside the Dutch at the time. So, let's have a little music break, and we will continue with a look at more of this fabulous fort, the Orange City, the city of the Netherlands, Fort Zeelandia in Tainan, Formosa. And by the way, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to the International Happy Station Show on the road, this time in Tainan, otherwise known as Taiwan's Dutch city, the city of Orange, for a visit to Fort Zeelandia, a fort that was built at the early part of the 17th century in 1624 that housed the Dutch governor of Taiwan, who was here at the time by the name of Martin Zonk. This also happens to be his residence. Taiwan actually had a total of 11 governors. One of them actually wasn't even Dutch. He was, in fact, Swedish. We're now heading into the, you hear some echo, the watchtower itself. I'm not quite sure how many steps there are to the top. It does look like quite a lot. So you'll probably hear me wheezing for air during the course of this. It actually has kept to the original design. Of course, refurbishments had been done through the years, but they did try to keep it as original as possible. Down below, actually, at the foot of this building, which I described earlier as an air traffic control tower, there is also a guardhouse. Now, this here was the main watchtower for this area of the fort. And when you come up here, you could understand why they would have placed it in this area. You have a stunning 360-degree view of everything that is around. But, of course, it would look very different back in those days. Right in front of me, actually, at one point, I can see, here we go. This is actually the local airport, which at one point was farmland, a canal, which was used for ships that were bringing goods from other countries that were part of the Dutch East Indies, China, for Europe. And then on the back side, looks at New Tainan City, which is quite fascinating because you actually from here can see the graveyard that was constructed for the Dutch soldiers that died fighting here against China in the beginning, probably around 1660, and lasted a few years. When the Dutch actually left this area of Taiwan, they actually left the island for a short period, then came back through northern Taiwan, and actually remained here for another 8 years. Now, from where I'm standing right now, as I said, there's a lot of houses that were probably built within the last maybe 50 years, but you can also see the original church that was built by the Netherlands. This church actually goes back to 1634. We actually did plan to go and visit it today, but unfortunately, it is Mother's Day, the weekend that we're recording this, so the church itself is closed for visitors. But hopefully we'll come back here one day. It really is an amazing view. It really is an amazing view, and I'm just trying to picture of what this area must have been like in that period.
Een schim uit lang vervlogen tijd. Geen vrouw die op hem wacht. Geen kinderstem die lacht. Heen alleen valt hij met een spookschip door de nacht. Vliegende Hollander, eenzaam op zee. Even gejaagd door storm en wind.
We're now standing just outside the main house that was the residence for each of the governors that was in Taiwan during that period. The house itself today has turned into a museum with a number of relics from that period, which is quite interesting. There's a couple of main busts of two of the people actually that led it, including the last governor of Ferdosa by the name of Frederik Koyet, who actually himself was Swedish. He wasn't even Dutch, but he worked for the Dutch East Indian Company. He died in 1687 after heading back to Indonesia. And I'm standing actually right now in front of the two busts, one for Frederik Koyet and the other for Kaushinga, who was the warlord who they signed the treaty with to hand over power. It's interesting, actually, when you look at it. The treaty itself was written in Dutch. There's actually an original copy at the Collection of National Archives in the Netherlands. It even has the reference number. So if you were to look it up, and there's also an original copy, because there were two copies that were done, also at the National Palace Museum here in Taiwan. I have to admit, Frederick Coyett, he doesn't seem to have much of a sense of humor. The trademark of the Dutch East Indian Company is everywhere, including paintings, including some of the items that they had imported from this part of the world to the Netherlands. And of course, you know, typical paintings from that period. Quite unique, actually, to look at it now, and you think that this was, at one time, the house of the last governor, or the governor's homes. When you walk into it, there's a big sign that says Dutch Formosa, and there's a map, actually, that shows the navigation routes for the Dutch, British, Portuguese, and Spanish ships. Also, quite a fascinating thing. The house itself actually had been abandoned for a number of years until it was refurbished. There's a painting that I'm standing in front of right now from 1975 that depicts this place, actually, how it originally looked. This is before the watchtower was built. You see the main fort. This building that we're in right now hadn't been built yet. And then the surrounding houses. Now, the city of Tainan, as a city, was founded in March 1601. It was founded in March 1601. Now, the Netherlands had already been to Taiwan at that period, but it hadn't been established fully as a colony. It's actually funny because I'm looking at some of the names that I read earlier with miscorrect spellings, and it's taken me a while, because I think what has happened is the names were translated from Chinese to Dutch to Chinese, then back again. We're standing now in one room, which contains some of the original weapons that were used by the Dutch guards that were here during that period. Now, oddly, most of these weapons were not, most of them actually, when I look at the names on it, are actually not from the Netherlands. They're from France, they're from England, except for the cannons. These two cannons that I'm looking at right now were actually made in the city of Groningen in what year? In 1615. They were made in the city of Groningen. Quite fascinating, really quite fascinating. And then the other armaments, the helmets, the spears, the swords, are from France. And then if you look at the weapons that the Chinese had been using, you could understand why it wasn't exactly a fair battle. the swords that were used by the warlord Chinese forces were 10 times the size that of used by the Dutch. A couple of Dutch guns here, actually made in Rotterdam in the early part of the late part of the 16th century, that actually were sent here via Indonesia. Then, you know, when you see movies like, you know, Pirates of the Caribbean, you always have the treasure chest. Well, here actually right now is an actual treasure chest that was used for shipping goods. It's actually made in Germany. Quite a fascinating piece. An English oak press, you know, for printing. Also quite fascinating as well. In some parts of the museum, what you'll find our delf, you know, the traditional dishes that were used that period, all from Amsterdam and kept in immaculate condition. In this room as well as in, you can say, an armoire or a cabinet going back to Belgium. But actually, this is not really that old. This is only from the 19th century. But it's based on the style of what was here at the time. Quite a fascinating surrounding. I mean, it must have been interesting, of course, to see how this place was when it was a house. You know, you could walk all the way around it, and at one point here, I don't know if this door is closed. Oh, it's closed. But this actually, I'm standing in front of what used to be the kitchen. I was trying to look through the window, but it's... maybe we can actually look through the window, because the door is closed. And, yes, yeah, that was a kitchen. It was a kitchen at one point. Quite a interesting surrounding, like I said. I mean, it is funny, because you think the Dutch were in Taiwan for a relatively short period of time. But yet, this legacy has stayed in the city for years and years after the Dutch left. When you walk around the city of Tainan, if you ever come to visit, if you're looking, like I said, for traditional Dutch delicacies, it is quite an easy thing to do. If you're looking for items that you would, say, find in tourist shops in Europe or in Holland, you can also find that here. So it is very unique, and I think this is what one of the things that makes Taiwan so incredibly special, because this is a land of so many different influences and cultural influences, not just from Southeast Asia, but also from Europe as well. To find influences from, of course, the Netherlands, Spain, Portugal, Britain is very easy. It is also easy to find, of course, many influences from Japan, because Taiwan, for a very lengthy period of time, was a Japanese colony. To find influences from other parts of Southeast Asia, Vietnam, the Philippines, is also quite unique as well.
Ik zie een boot ver op het water. Niemand weet waarheen hij zal gaan. Vol op stoom, de tijd vliegt, het wordt alsmaar later. Er wordt op hem gewacht, hier heel ver vandaan. En in zijn hut leest hij de namen. Ieder kind, daar schrijft hij iets bij. Binnenkort, dan komen ze allen tezamen. Want 5 december wacht, dat maakt hem blij. nachten te turen aan de goudgele maan. Op de kade zullen de kinderen wachten. Morgen is de dag, dan komt hij.
And that, of course, was our little trip, our little on-the-road show to the city of Tainan in southern Taiwan. Now, if you wish to get in touch with us, I'll give out the email and all the other contact information at the end of the program. I should also mention, by the way, if you go to www.pcjmedia.com and check out the blog at PCJ Media, you will see some pictures that were taken when we were recording the show. And those will be up, actually, even before the show airs. So if you didn't see it yet, go and check it out, www.pcjmedia.com. All right, now time for another song. This one will probably make either people turn the radio off, run in the other direction, or put themselves in an insane asylum, or it may bring some smiles to your face. It is Ray Conniff Singers with A Spoonful of Sugar here on the International Happy Station.
Oh, Mary Poppins is her name. Oh, Mary Poppins is her name. She flies through the air with her umbrella. And if you get a chance to go, you ought to try to see the show. You'll hear this song. It's one you're sure to know. Whoa, spoonful of sugar, helps the medicine go down. The medicine goes down, medicine goes down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in the most delightful way.
In every job that must be done,
in his pursuit, he has a merry tune to toot.
He knows
a song will move the job along.
For a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. The medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in the most delightful way.
The honeybees that fetch the nectar from the flowers to the comb, never tire of ever buzzing to and fro. Because they take a little nip from every flower that they sip. And hence
they find
their task is not a grind.
For a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. The medicine
Ray Conniff is singers with a spoonful of sugar here on the program. All right, if you wish to get in touch with us, our email address is very simple. It's pcjmedia@gmail.com. That's pcjmedia@gmail.com. And, of course, our website is simply pcjmedia.com. And if you click on one of the links that you'll see on the homepage, you can find a whole bunch of pictures that were taken from when we recorded today's show. Also, we are on Facebook. Yes, we're on Facebook. Just do a search for PCJ Media, click on Join the Group, and that's all you need to do. And you can keep abreast of all the programs and all the developments going on here at PCJ, including Jazz for the Asking, Media Network Plus, The Kelly Alexander Show, and many, many others. All right, time for one more piece of music, because we still have time to squeeze one in before we sign off. Here's Tom Mayer and Peaceful.
In the morning fun, when no one will be drinking any more wine, I wake the sun up by giving him a fresh air full of the wind cup. And I won't be found in the shadows hiding sorrow. And I can wait for fate to bring around to me any part of my tomorrow. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Cause it's so are calling me, and the dew settles in my mind. And I think of friends in the yesterday when my plans were giggled in rhyme. I had a son while on the run, and his love brought a tear to my eye. And maybe someday he will up and say that I'm a pretty nice guy. Oh my, oh my, cause it's so, so peaceful here. There's no one bending over my shoulder, nobody breathing in my ear. Oh, so peaceful here.
Tom Mayer and Peaceful. And hopefully it was a peaceful show for you today. Not too chaotic, climbing upstairs and everything else. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Anyway, we've come to the end of this edition of the program. Once again, if you wish to contact us, our email address is pcjmedia@gmail.com. Now, there's a couple of things that we are working on right now that I would want to take a moment to tell you about. First, now, many of you SWLs out there are always familiar and always on the lookout for new shortwave receivers. Well, coming up very soon at our website, we will have a video review of the latest shortwave receiver from Sanjen called the ATS-909X. Now, many of you, of course, are very familiar with the very popular 909, the regular one. This one, the 909X from Sanjen, is quite amazing, and it is quite interesting the things that it can do. Now, there are some doomsdayers out there who are probably wondering why they would actually come out with a new receiver, but they have. And put it this way, it actually puts the fun back into shortwave listening. So there will be a video review coming up very soon at our website. Also, speaking of the ATS 909, stay tuned to the next edition of Media Network Plus with Paulette and I coming up at the end of the month, because we're going to be making a special announcement about that radio here at PCJ. So you have to stay tuned to find out what all that is about. Okay, let's see. Is there anything else? No, that's it. That's all we have time for. So until next time, friends, this is Keith Perron all the way in Taipei, Taiwan, a.k.a. Formosa, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara. Very much appreciate your comments and questions about our programming here at PCJ Radio. You can contact us via email at pcjradio@gmail.com. Once again, that's pcjmedia@gmail.com. We also invite you to visit our website, www.pcjmedia.com, and listen to all our programs. You can either download them from the website directly or subscribe to all our programs in iTunes at www.pcjmedia.com. And while you're at our website, do take part in the Happy Station Show Friendship Sponsorship Program. There are three levels: silver for $1, gold for $5, and platinum for $10. The selection is yours. This is PCJ Radio.